welcome to another edition of Authors in Their Own Right. This series of podcasts features interviews with Canadian authors discussing their works and experiences, and is brought to you by the Canadian Authors Association National Capital Region. And now, here is your host, an author in her own right, Joanne L. Trombley.
Hello, and welcome everyone. On today's show, we are meeting up with Heather Campbell, author of Because You Asked. Comprised of 55 intriguing tales, the author Heather Campbell is the storyteller within the story. Filled with events in words and images, Because You Asked invites the reader to take a break and delve into the world of ordinary lives of a colorful variety of people who find themselves in humorous, precarious, heartwarming, and even life-altering situations. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Joanne.
Wonderful that you're here with us today. Your book, Through Many Stories, weaves a tapestry, or I sensed it as a tapestry, of drama, suspense, love, action, and so much more. Each story is so unique. What and where did you draw from when collecting the stories?
Well, my friends, my family members, just my own general experiences, traveling, anything that at the time seems really interesting or has a humorous aspect to it, I like to share. People like to laugh, so I try to zero in on those stories for sure. And sometimes if I hear something that I think is really interesting, unknown probably to the person that's speaking, I just jot a little something in the notebook in my purse so that when I get home I can follow up on it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. But as you know, one of your friends, would they be reluctant to say something in case you note it?
That actually has been a joke with my friends. Be careful, Heather might be listening. But I think that they really love for me to tell their stories, because as I've said, what's the sense of having a story unless you can share it with people? And I always give them the story after I've written it to make sure that it's the way they want it told, that they'll give permission to have it in the book. And so, you know, they are certainly part of the story in more ways than one.
Well, you know, yes. And I think in terms of myself as the reader, everyday people like me, or I feel they're like me, and the situation they may get into, I mean, sometimes it's humorous, but sometimes it isn't. And you, in your stories, you bring us into that story. And, you know, I found myself a number of times, well, one of the stories, I'm sorry at the moment, I can't remember the name, but you were sort of driving back and there was this storm and then you ended up on the side of the road and I thought, gee, what would I do? Would I get out and walk? Would I stay with the car?
Yes, and that actually I had gone to a writing workshop. I think that's the story that to which you're referring. And this happened on the way home because the weather conditions had changed from the time I went until I was coming home. And yes, at the time it was a real nightmare. But then when you can look back on it, you can tell it to other people. Yes.
Most definitely. And I recall in that particular story, you kind of had your earth angel.
I did.
This individual who arrived, and I remember me saying, yay, for the earth angel. And I'll let you explain who this wonderful earth angel was that we're talking about. And you know, again, as a real person, I'm going, gee, if that ever happened to me, I hope I could have an earth angel to help me as well.
And I still do not know who that person was. Like, it's truly an angel, because they didn't leave me anything that would identify them. I never even got paying them. So I really think it must have been a higher power looking after me. And it was a really deserted piece of road. Like, there was no place for me to go. There was no house nearby. And the traffic just kept zooming past, except for this one gentleman, this angel.
And those are the kinds of stories in all different aspects in the book, but they're real. And I was going to ask you, are they all true stories, or is it up to the reader to separate fact from fiction?
Everything is true. I write only true stories.
So there really are earth angels.
There really are.
On deserted stretches of the road. I think I found many of the stories illustrate that stories have influence, and we've been talking a little bit about that. But even to the point, I felt some of them conveying lessons of life from life, mm-hmm. there's lessons from life. Is that your intent?
To teach a lesson? I don't think so. I don't want to be preachy about it. I think I just like to share these things because they're interesting, and my readers have told me that they like my stories because they can identify so often with things I've written, about which I've written, because something similar has happened to them, or they remember, if I'm talking about, you know, things from the past, older items, like, you know, what shall I say, an old rocking chair or something, sometimes they just have memories of a similar chair, and I know a couple of readers have told me that they just, it just brought back so many good memories when they would read a certain story.
Very much so. I think you brought me home to my own home, because you're talking about someone else's home, but using the rocking chair as an example, you brought me home to a place where I had an experience or a memory or whatever. I mean, these stories are real, mm-hmm. and they touch us, you know, not only in the heart, but I think they touch us in the mind and the emotions. And some of these stories, spirit, it is about the spirit within.
Mm-hmm. And we all can laugh at ourselves. We should be able to anyway. And so.
Well, most people laugh at me, but. No, I hear.
But this is the kind of thing, you know, that we have these things happen that weren't planned, but they do make good stories.
They make wonderful stories. And as I say, you're a great storyteller. And we're talking about this. There's such universal appeal to your stories, but who did you feel may be your target audience, or if there really is a target there?
I would have to say, from the feedback I get, that it's people of my age group and older. Do I reveal my age now?
Anytime you want.
I was born in 1940. We'll let people figure it out.
Okay. For themselves.
And so those people I know are my primary audience, but sometimes I'm really surprised by the younger people. I know there was a girl working in a bookstore, and she told me that on her moments that there weren't customers in the store, she would grab my one book that she had there and read it. It was really for sale, but she'd take it off the shelf and read it. And she said, oh, I just love the stories, and I would laugh. So that was my goodness, she'd be the age of my granddaughter, so in her 20s. But so it's hard to say. I don't want to forget to mention, when we're talking about where I get my inspirations, I belong, in fact, I chair a writer's club in our little village of Beechburg. We call ourselves the Hen Scratchers, and there are 10 of us, and we have a monthly assignment, and so I have to have a story ready for the month. And quite often, that story, or the group of them that I will accumulate in the number of years before I get a book out, they'll appear in my books too. Sometimes just a part of them, sometimes like it's kind of a nugget that I use to go somewhere else with a story idea, but it does start that idea. So that club, and we're wonderful to each other in our encouragement to each other, I think, too.
A real support network.
Mm-hmm. And I also belong to the Arnprior Renfrew, the Canadian Authors Association group, and we're a smaller group of five or six, but still support. And very helpful.
Well, I would say it's very helpful, and you're a storyteller, and there's going to be people listening who maybe would like to adventure out into storytelling, but writers live somewhat, in some cases, an isolated life, mm-hmm. because they have to sit quiet with the pad and paper or at the computer, or whatever it is these days. So it's certainly wonderful to have a support system out there of other writers. I'm sure there's a social aspect to this as well, not just professional. Absolutely. Many of the stories, in some way, of course, all of them are personal. And as a storyteller, you're touching your readers personally. This is what some of this is about, or certainly that's my experience with many of your stories. In your opinion, is this what makes your storytelling effective? Because I find it so effective.
Touching the reader?
Personally.
Personally. Yes, like I said, when people can tell me that they have identified with, you know, things I have written about, I feel I'm touching them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say to me, when is your next book coming out? I know they're waiting for more stories. Some people tell me, I've read the ones I have, because I have three books already out, and another one in the works.
Sure, but let's talk about that. Yeah.
All right. My first book was called The Show Must Go On, and really that was the only book I was ever going to write as far as I was concerned at that time, because I was writing about my mom and dad who were real true entrepreneur type people, and yes, that's them on the cover, and did so many interesting things. Dad was a true entrepreneur, and mom was a wonderful teammate. And so I wanted to write about them. I mean, they're gone now, although when I wrote the book, mom was still alive.
Were they in the film business?
Dad was, he was called the showman for our area. I grew up in a little village called Coal Hill near Bancroft, and the people back there knew him as the showman, because that was before the age of electricity and so on. He had a generator on his Jeep, and that was the power, and he not only went to theaters and put on real movies, like, you know, Ma and Pa Kettle and that type of movie, but he went to the schools with educational films. I think he had 44 schools in his road. So I thought those kind of things should be told. So I wrote that book, The Show Must Go On, and then people asked for more. They said, aren't you going to do another book? Your stories are so good. So I went ahead and I did another book called Dear Hearts and Gentle People. And it's just what it says. It's about friends, dear hearts and gentle people. And of course, my family naturally are in there, stories about them. The same characters, of course, keep coming up in every book. My husband, Frank. great sword.
He's a great sense of humor. I had the pleasure of meeting him earlier. He's just a wonderful fella.
And he himself has lots of stories that he can tell me, and then I write them up because he has lots of experiences. Very interesting experiences. And then my children, Kevin, my son, and our son, and Lori, our daughter, and the grandchildren, Amanda and Jessica. And the animals even get in there, our dog and our cat. There's always good stories about
that. Yeah.
Everyone. And then the third one, which we're talking about, because you ask, and I called it that, because that's exactly what people were doing. They were asking for more. So I thought, well, this is a good title. I'm writing it because they asked, because you asked.
And I must say, the photography on the front of the book I was especially attracted to as well. And you tell me that you were the photographer.
Yes, thanks to a course I took at Algonquin College in Pembroke, a night course. Just you went once a week. And so I was trying out my new skills, and that was at Wood Duck Lake in Cumbermere. I'm just checking.
White Duck Lake.
Yeah. That's right. I didn't think that sounded right. Yeah. White Duck Lake just outside Cumbermere.
So, you know, you're amazing, Heather. You paint pictures with your words, but then you also put pictures out that are worth 1,000 words.
That's good to hear. And yes, and I do try to have pictures in all, like within the stories, not in every story, but enough pictures. I always hire an editor because I was dubious as to whether I'd put pictures in my second book, and she said, oh, Heather, everybody likes pictures. So
yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We do, and oftentimes they can be so supportive of the text or the story. Now, I understand you have another book.
Oh, I do, and it's the stories are written. They've been edited. The book will be called Sunny Side Up. Again, it will be a photograph that I've taken. It's a beautiful photograph of a farmer who that year his crop was sunflowers, so it's beautiful.
Mm.
It's been edited by Cheryl Wark of the Canadian Authors Association, and I'm working through that editing right now, and I'm hoping to launch my book in the spring.
Oh, how exciting. So, Dear Hearts and Gentle People, The Show Must Go On. This particular book we're talking about today, because you asked, and of course, Sunny Side Up, which is coming down the pipe. How can a listener contact you to purchase a copy of these books?
Well, you can phone me at 613-582-3257. You can go to my website, which is hfcamp.com. And there are several gift stores and bookstores that have them, but that'll all be listed on that website, HF Camp. That's C-A-M-P, the first part of the word Campbell, hfcamp.com. And then, like I said, if that doesn't work, the phone number, 613-582-3257.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for being with us today and sharing your stories and yourself as a storyteller.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed this.
Because You Asked by Heather Campbell is a book of stories by a storyteller who is also a great listener. With a touch of literary magic, you can identify with so many of the experiences in this book. You'll reminisce, chuckle, and be touched by the humanness in yourself and in everyone else.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Authors in Their Own Right, brought to you by the Canadian Authors Association, National Capital Region. Your host has been Joanne L. Tremblay. Joanne is a personal coach, artist, photographer, broadcaster, and author of the Self-Coaching Toolbox, 6 Tools for Personal and Professional Growth and Development. The Self-Coaching Toolbox is available at your local bookstore, Chapters, or can be ordered online using Joanne's website at www.potentialsmanagement.com. This is your announcer, Mark Henderson, inviting you to join us for further editions of Authors in Their Own Right. And remember, a good book is a friend that eventually turns its back on you, but still remains a friend.